He's the one, the only, Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild, on the air each week on the Lucy Ann Land Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Today's movie is called Hamnet, kind of an odd word, H-A-M-N-E-T, but it's the name of a little boy?
Yes, Hamnet is the name of William Shakespeare's son, and this is an adaptation of the award-winning novel Hamnet, directed by one of the three women who won an Oscar for Best Director, Chloe Zhao.
He's got more inside of him than any man I've ever met.
Who are you looking for?
William Shakespeare.
I have no talent for waiting.
The women in my family see things.
What do you see?
I see a landscape. Oceans.
You're having twins, my girl.
Undiscovered countries. What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I shall be one of father's players.
Will you be brave?
Yes.
Will you be brave?
Please! When shall we three meet again?
Our children's hearts beat. They smile, play. Never forget for a moment. They may be gone.
Mama!
Oh.
My boy.
Oh, and there he is crying in the end, saying, my boy, Hamnet. The little boy, I guess, can we say? He lives not.
Well, I don't wish to say too much other than to say that, so this is based on, like I said, an award-winning historical fiction book. And this, Lucy, and you know, we've talked so much about stuff based on a true story and what that does to our perceptions of what a story is going to be. This does this beautifully because Hamnet is historical fiction. They're not saying this is what happened, but it's taking some very interesting historical notes and piecing them together into a larger story. In the grand scheme of things, the structure of this is it's how William Shakespeare came to write Hamlet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hamlet is basically the exact same name as Hamnet. They're used interchangeably at the time, we're told. Like it's like Robert and Bobby. They are synonymous with each other.
Yes, I was going to say that it sounds like an iteration of it, like a familial way of saying Hamnet. It's Hamlet, like a little ham.
Yes, exactly. And we have here what structurally it's about the events that lead to Shakespeare writing a response to this for his own sake and for the sake of his wife and his surviving children. But William Shakespeare is not the lead character here. This is about William Shakespeare's wife, first and foremost.
Oh.
She is the central character. She is where we sit with for the longest time in the movie. And he's important, don't get me wrong. But this is that character's movie. And Chloe Zhao has, in her previous films, I'm skipping talking about the Marvel movie when I say her previous films, she has always had one foot firmly planted in the real world. She often brings non-professional actors into her movie. She usually films in very specific places about very specific types of people. It's one of her great skills. And she has abandoned that here altogether. She is in literary world. She has gone back to, you know, the 1500s and early 1600s to tell this tale. And it's really impressive. Lucienne, it's my favorite thing she's done by a wide margin. And not that I haven't liked the other stuff, but this is really good, Lucienne. We see how she and William fall in love, how they end up being together. All of it done in dialogue that honestly isn't mixed terribly well. I don't know what the city that I was in. I thought the sound was not great in being able to understand what they're saying, and it doesn't matter. It's such a visual experience, and you get enough of it. It's not indecipherable. It's just there are some details you think you're supposed to catch, and I might not have caught them, and it didn't matter to me whatsoever because you understand. They've hired two very, very talented actors. It is Pedro, it's not Pedro. I always want to say Pedro Pascal, who I don't mean at all. It is, forgive me, Paul Mescal.
Paul
Mescal, who was the lead in Gladiator 2 last December. He's a really well-respected British actor.
Hmm.
This is this is just about the biggest thing he's gotten with a lot of art house juice behind it. And Jessie Buckley, who has been doing fabulous work, a British actress, been doing fabulous work for almost a decade at this point, who some of us have known about all this time. Lucianne, if this is an inducement to get you to see the movie, great. I'm telling you right now, Jessie Buckley's winning the Best Actress Oscar.
Oh, really?
I don't think there's any chance that doesn't happen. I don't see anybody on the horizon who can – there's no story that's going to be better than hers, you know, to win the award, and is a performance that carries this incredibly potent movie. These are two actors who are powerful because they can make you sense that they are feeling incredible things. it's those type of performances. They are in the best sense methody performances in that way. I they are just such feeling characters that there's such intensity in their feeling, be it love or sadness or everything. It is engaging throughout.
And I want to ask you about that. And this has to do with acting.
Yeah.
When we watch it, and that clip there had some beautiful music, beautiful
yes.
scenery. Then you hear their words and you see the pain in their eyes. Their son is dying.
Yes.
And I'm crying in just a little trailer, a minute of a trailer,
yes.
and I'm bawling. So we're hearing that music. Music does it for me a lot.
Yes.
I'm feeling and emoting.
They know this.
Yes.
The filmmakers know this.
I know they know this. And I know sometimes they put it in the trailer, you tell us, and they don't put it in the movie per se.
Sometimes that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what is it about an actor that gets them to have such emotion and feeling, and how do they do that when they're not hearing the music?
It's a great thing. It's a great thing. And it's,
yeah.
I know I don't
yes.
have an answer for it.
Yes.
So, and here's the interesting thing. You have to understand, this is even different than that's why there are, it is a difference doing that on stage and doing that on film. You got to remember, in film, actors are only a piece of it. I mean, we give the actors all the credit because that's the face. That's
yeah.
what we that's
yeah.
what that's us. That's us up there. That's a human
right.
being. We recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
We will empathize with that immediately in a movie. And yes, a movie is going to put music over it. They're going to give you images all around it that will stir in you a grand emotion,
right.
whatever it is, something that will move you in the most basic use of that word, right? Will move you to tears.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie will do that, Lucianne. It is, and it's not, I want to be clear, it's not a tearjerker. It's not a, it is about a tragedy. It is not in and of itself a tragedy. it is about the power of art. It's a love story. It's a love story between William and his wife. And it is, they tell you that right up top. it's a love story. And any good love story has as many tears as laughs in it, right? And this has both. Okay, not a whole lot of laughs, but a lot of joy. There's a lot of really
right.
happiness
well,
and joy.
Well, as there
the
is in life, in the downs
Absolutely.
And ups, you have tragedies in life, you have death, you have everything. That's what life's about.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like they portray it very well. I don't know a lot about Shakespeare. I don't even know a lot about his work, I'm going to be honest with you.
That's fine.
I never thought of Shakespeare as being married.
Mm-hmm.
He was married. He had children. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the historical fact of the movie is that he did have a young son named Hamnet who did die. At a young age.
Oh.
And then a few years later, Hamlet, he writes in Hamlet is performed for the first time. This film's simply connecting that line. Like it's not saying this happened. That's want to be really clear. That's
okay.
why I say I really like what it does for you and I, the conversation you and I always have about, well, is this, what is this? Why does this need to be real? Well, it's not. That's a great jumping off point. That's a great supposition to say, okay, well, yeah. How would someone who has mastered putting the human being on stage for the first time in the English language going to deal with what we would probably assume to be a horrific loss in their mm-hmm. life? What would produce that? And the movie, will you enjoy the film more if you know Shakespeare? Yes. If you're familiar with Hamlet, it helps a great deal. I'm not gonna lie about that, but you don't need it. They give that to you, and they give it to you in a way that doesn't spoon feed you. This film isn't here to teach you about Hamlet. That's not what this is. This is
okay.
not a history lesson.
Okay.
But you get large chunks of the dialogue, and guess what? these are really good filmmakers who understand how to put actors on screen who can make that stuff work. It's part of the reason we still love Shakespeare with really good actors in it. Actors can make you feel what they are feeling, even if you don't know what they're saying.
Right? Yes, I see that.
Right. We brought this all together. You asked the right question right at the top, right? And so that's what some of this is. But oh my gosh, Lucienne, I don't know that you've seen Jesse Buckley in anything, you personally. Some people have.
I haven't. Here's another thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say that she is definitely in the works for...
She's winning the Oscar.
You're saying she's winning the Oscar. Can you win the Oscar when the majority of people here in the U.S. don't know who you are?
Oh, sure. Sure. Mm. Olivia Colman has an Oscar.
Yeah, I didn't
know
who
she was. The vast majority of people know who Olivia Colman is. Yeah. We love her. She's great. She's fantastic.
Yeah. Now I do.
She's worked with really good people. She is very much of this world. She's going to... as long as she's willing to shake some hands... And I'm sure she will, because she will want this movie to get seen.
Yeah.
I think she's a shoo-in. Wow. To win the Oscar. And well-deserved. This is something, Lucien. It opens, it's in theaters now. It is everywhere. It's opened limited last week in the bigger markets. It is in Ann Arbor this week, or at least Detroit for sure. I think it's in Ann Arbor too.
Okay.
It is worth getting to. It's truly a beautiful movie in every conceivable way. One of the world's great cinematographers at work, one of the world's finest editors at work, in service of this very emotional story that is told with such precision that you don't feel like you're being squeezed. Mm. Like, it's just that huge and at the same time that personal and real. It's great.
We've gone through this whole discussion without you even mentioning a couple of names.
Yeah. Yeah, who you want to mention?
Spielberg?
Yes, Steven Spielberg and Sam Mendes are both producers on this.
Yes.
And it does not feel like either of their works, although I could guess at the effect both of them might have had. I'm sure they're a big reason why you've got one of the world's great cinematographers and one of the world's great editors working on this movie.
Right.
They're going to be able to, they know people who can get really good people. And Chloe Zhao is beloved in film circles. She's a really talented young director. Hmm. As I said, one of the three women who's won the Best Director Oscar. They maybe did it two films too soon. This is a better film than Nomadland.
Wow.
Nomadland's not bad. I like Nomadland, but this is a better movie. Just because there are a few movies as good as this, Lucy. Yeah, this flew right into the upper echelon of my top five this year.
Wow.
It is something to see. It is something to experience. It is something to behold. It is something to cry through. And not, I'll be honest, Lucy, and I've talked about this, I'm not a crier at a movie. It takes a lot to get to me.
I know.
And this movie did not do that. But the whole time I was, normally when that happens in a movie, when that's the response I know they want and I think they're really good at it, I will smile. It's like, that's good. You really will. I flew beyond that. This was like, oh no, this is just really good. Like, wow. It wasn't even admiration that you were getting this response, because it felt so not the point. The point isn't, we're going to make you cry now.
Right, right.
It's, this is really sad, and we're going to tell a story about why this is really sad and really human at the same, it's not, we're not forefronting the sadness.
Yes, yeah.
We are forefronting the human experience of being sad. And that's a different thing, and that's what makes this more an art film than a studio film, and it very much is that.
But it sounds like an art film that would play to everyone out there.
I would hope so. Yes, you're going to have some tolerance for, not speaking. You're going to have to want to listen to you're going to have to want to hear a woman's story, which many filmgoers do not have any tolerance or patience for. Mm. But can I see this getting to the audience it needs to do really good business over here? Yeah, I can.
Wow, all right.
I can see this drawing. This film will get women and deserves to.
Hamnet, Hamnet, in theaters right now. Perry says, go see it.
Go see it.
Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild each week on the Lucienne Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.